you've ever wondered why cancer rates are so high in first world nations, especially the United States, well, you're about to find out. The truth is you've been injected with cancer-causing genes, and it's all deliberate. And the way we know this is because a company, well, a laboratory in Italy, ran a DNA human genome sequencing analysis of the MRC5 human diploid cells that are used in multiple vaccines. Now, if you didn't know that vaccines are made with aborted human fetal cells, then you're way behind the curve on being up to speed on this, because multiple vaccines are made with MRC5 and WI38. These are both called human diploid cells. They are cloned cell strains that were originally harvested from an aborted male baby back in the 1960s who was being carried by his mother, who was a psychiatric patient, mass mental illness. She had this abortion. The medical industry took those aborted human fetal cells, and they've been cloning them ever since, and they've been using them to grow the measles virus and the rubella virus and the chickenpox virus, and then they inject those cells with the DNA of the aborted human baby into your children. Well, by the way, all that's admitted by the CDC, the FDA, the vaccine companies, etc. This ingredient is listed on their vaccine insert sheets. Go to naturalnews.com. You'll see all the links to the documents there. I link to the CDC, I link to the FDA, I link to GlaxoSmithKline. It's all right there. It's just openly talked about by the vaccine industry. But what's new is that this laboratory in Italy ran a DNA analysis, human genome sequencing, and found that the genes that are put into the vaccines belong to a specific male baby whose genes were modified to make them cause cancer more than a normal human being. So, in other words, this genetic analysis found 560 genes that are linked to cancer, many of which are abnormal and have been modified. So, the real story from this new research, this genome sequencing research, is that aborted human fetal tissue has been genetically modified to promote cancer. And then it's put into the MMR vaccines. It's put into the chickenpox vaccines. It's put into the hepatitis vaccines. So many of these vaccines that are mandated for children contain a blueprint for cancer. So if you wonder why cancer rates are sky high in the Western world, it's because virtually all children in America, at least all those who are vaccinated, are inoculated with cancer at a very young age. So of course they will express that cancer later on. They are injected with the entire genome of a human baby who was murdered to harvest its organs and tissues, and then was genetically modified to promote cancer to the point where there are 560 genes that are linked to cancer risk now being injected through vaccines into your children. This explains why the pharmaceutical industry pushes so aggressively on vaccines, because to them, it's all about repeat business. It's about future customers. That's how they make money, the drug companies. They don't make money from healthy people. So they found that vaccines, since they were given legal immunity by Congress, I think in 1986, perhaps, since then, the drug companies can put anything into the vaccines. And they found they can put heavy metals like mercury, toxic metals like aluminum, they can put MSG, antibiotics, and they can put genetically modified cancer genes into the vaccines, and no one can sue the vaccine makers because they've been granted immunity by Congress. So the pharmaceutical companies that both make the vaccines and make cancer drugs, they've found that if they put things into the vaccines that cause cancer, then they can have guaranteed future repeat business. It's all about them making profits, keeping their shareholders happy, and making sure they maximize revenues off of sick human beings who are made sick by the vaccines. This is why the vaccine mandates exist. You are nothing but a lab rat to them. Your children are just lab rats. Your children exist for no other purpose from their point of view than to become vessels for growing tumors to generate revenue from selling chemotherapy drugs and billing Medicare. And that's it. This is the level of sickness and criminality of the vaccine industry. They are literally exploiting the bodies of children for for corporate profits, making sure that everybody in the country and even in the world, if they had their way, gets cancer so that they can have cancer profits. This is how sick they are. Because you see, there's no need to use these human genes in vaccines. There's no medical need, no scientific reason to do this. They do this on purpose in order to inject your children with the blueprint for cancer. Because there's gene transference. Gene transference means that some of your genes in your body pick up the genetic fragments that are in the vaccines because it's in your bloodstream. And then you start to grow the cancer tumors that have been engineered into these cancer genes that are put into the vaccines on purpose. The vaccines are laced with blueprints for cancer. That's the best way to summarize this. If you vaccinate your children, you are, in fact, inoculating them with cancer. They are highly likely to get cancer in their lifetime because of this. You are sacrificing your children on the altar of Big Pharma profits. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.